Okay, 457.
Authorize a contract with Tetra Tech for the natural hazard mitigation planning in the amount of $158,529.
Commissioner Novick.
On this item, I'll be lazy and turn to John immediately.
That's fine. So this is a contract with Tetra Tech to update the city's natural hazard mitigation plan. That's a plan that describes the city's natural hazard risks and vulnerability and then identifies and prioritizes projects to reduce the city's vulnerability over time. The Federal Emergency Management Agency again sets standards for the natural hazard mitigation plans, and they review and approve plans that comply with the standards. It's important to have a FEMA-approved plan because it makes you eligible for a lot of different kinds of grant funding. FEMA requires you to update the plan every 5 years, so our last update was in 2011. The majority of the plan update is also funded by a FEMA grant. They awarded the city $266,000 earlier this fiscal year. So the majority of the money for this contract is coming from FEMA. We also use that money to hire a staff person, Danielle, who's here. The Bureau of BES, the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability, and the Office of Equity, I would add, were all partners in the grant application process, and they helped develop the scope of work. And I expect that almost all bureaus in the city will be in some way engaged in the plan update going forward. The two things that I would like you to know about the plan update are, one, that this will be the first of the city's natural hazard mitigation plans, and one, I believe, one of the first in the country, actually, that will really use an equity lens to update our natural hazard strategy. Equity is really an important consideration in natural hazard planning because disasters very disproportionately affect people who have fewer resources to begin with. And as an avenue of incorporating equity, this plan will have a much broader public engagement component than past plans. It'll also use subject matter experts on the topic of inequity and disasters. And all our steering committee members will receive training on equity and institutional racism. The other thing I want you to know about this plan is that we'll really focus on developing more strong, creative local strategies to mitigate our seismic risks, which we know are profound. And we'll incorporate the work of the city's unreinforced masonry building work group, and we'll have special outreach to business owners in Linton in the critical energy infrastructure hub, and it will result in a pullout plan just talking about Linton that I expect to bring back to you about December. Tetra Tech was chosen through a competitive RFP process, and they have done hundreds of similar plans for other jurisdictions.
Thank you.
Is a pullout plan the same as an evacuation plan?
No, but we have one of those too.
Okay. Is Tetra Tech an expert in equity?
They're not. And for that reason, we've asked them to bring aboard sub-consultants that are expert in equity. So far, they've identified one, who is Dr. Himanshu Grover. He's a professor at the University of Washington whose work is entirely focused on the disproportionate impacts of natural disasters on communities of color. And so he's studied extensively on that, and he'll be participating with the steering committee and helping to train them.
I would hope to see that. I'm glad to hear that that's an emphasis, because my question is going to be, what's changed in the last 5 years? We're still in an earthquake zone. We still have landslide hazards, which we've mapped multiple times before. So I'm very glad to hear that there's going to be more of an emphasis on equity, which we didn't do in the 2011 plan. Is there going to be an action plan and a list of items, a to-do list, like the East Portland Action Plan? Because I'm really reluctant to continue doing more and more plans that then we don't have any implementation funding.
I agree that it's important to have an implementation plan. So the FEMA provides kind of a template for these plans, and in the past, and I think for most cities, the plan just kind of is filling out that template. It's important to meet that standard because those projects are then eligible for grant funding from FEMA, which certainly has fluctuated a lot if we look to the past, but occasionally that has funding available, for even for big projects, for infrastructure projects. My hope is that coming out of an equity focus in the plan and engaging the community more broadly, that we may also identify strategies that are in accord with the Portland plan, with the city's update to the comp plan, with our climate change action plan, that will then become eligible for FEMA funding, or that we realize we should prioritize and do regardless. So, yes, it will have an action plan.
Commissioner Novick, on a somewhat unrelated note,
on Friday, we took some folks, some VIPs, on a tour of the new Interstate Portland Water Bureau Operations Building, and we brought Carmen Merlo with us, and we showed her all of the latest technology that's built into those kinds of buildings, including the fact that in the event of an earthquake, the building can actually shift about a foot, and its footprint is the way it's structured is it literally can slide over, and you can go to the perimeter of the building and see where it's been designed to move, and there's also some concrete walls and structures inside the building which are designed to take all the energy of a shock, and they will be destroyed in the process, but the building will survive. And I say this because we're trying to find a date in late June where all of you can join me for the grand opening of the building. And I'd like to have, I feel very proud of this building. It's LEED Gold, following a policy that Commissioner Saltzman established. It's resilient. It's very frugal. Very little was spent on things like furnishings and other kinds of things. So we're looking for a date in late June that all my colleagues can join us for an opening.
Very much look forward to that.
Yeah, me too. That's great. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Okay, anyone else want to speak on this item? If not, then a roll call vote, please.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. Okay, 4.